Tibetan protesters are out in the streets of New Delhi today in advance of the latest leg of the Olympic torch relay.
We want freedom! We want freedom! We want freedom!
The protesters are joining in an alternative relay through the Indian capital. India is home to the world's largest community of exiled Tibetans, as well as the Dalai Lama himself. Some 15,000 police are also out on New Delhi streets in a security lockdown, which NPR's Philip Reeves describes as enormous. He joins me now. Philip, if you can describe the scene for us, please.
Well, I'm standing at the barricades which seal off the route of the torch relay from the rest of New Delhi. It's in the center of New Delhi. And even at this point, there is tremendous security. We have police on horseback. We have intelligence officers in plain clothes. There's a water cannon standing by. And there are many other policemen carrying those sticks that they use when they need to use force to suppress violence. And this is just at one point along the route. I drove along other parts of the route earlier, and there were plenty of policemen there too, including commandos wearing tracksuits, who I assume will run alongside the torch to protect it.
There were protests there even before the torch arrived, right?
Yes, there have been protests actually going on for a number of days in New Delhi. And when the torch arrived and was taken to a luxury hotel in Delhi where it was kept overnight, a couple of dozen Tibetans were there to greet it. They protested and were duly detained by the police.
And I understand officials have changed the route of the torch relay?
They've kept the route secret for a long time, and they've also reduced the distance of the relay run. It was going to be some 5 miles, and it's cut down to about 1.5 miles. And that's a reflection of the degree of concern there is here that there should be no incident that would be deemed to be embarrassing by the Indian government.
Has there been any violence throughout these protests so far?
There's been no violence so far today, but there has been this alternative march, which you heard about at the beginning of this, where several hundred young Tibetans brandishing Tibetan flags walked through the streets of the center of New Delhi and protested against the Chinese Olympics and also protest against the violent crackdown by China in Tibet.
Do the people of India and the government there, do they support the cause of Tibet?
Well, the general view is that there is sympathy among Indians for the Tibetan cause, but the position of the government is much more ambivalent. They do give house room, if you like, to the Dalai Lama and his government in exile, who's lived here for a number of years, in fact, for 50 years at least. But they are also eager to protect their delicate and at times fraught but now improving relationship with China, who recently became their biggest trading partner.
NPR's Philip Reeves on the streets of New Delhi, where the Olympic torch is being paraded today. Thanks so much for joining us, Philip.
You're welcome.